Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Cattle futures were relatively quiet today as the markets were just slightly higher in the feeder cattle and slightly lower in the live cattle. March feeders were at 124.80. That was a little bit higher on the day, but they did make new lows over the last this morning over the, for the last two or three days, trading days. But they did rebound a little bit. That offset some of the fear this morning that after yesterday's new highs and lower close that there could be some follow-through selling. So today's rally kind of put that on hold for just a minute. Live cattle were lower, though. The live cattle were down 37 cents in December at 110.72. February down 42. At 113.27, that market has stabilized over the last 3 days, but we're at near the highest level since the end of August or middle part of August. So, pretty good rally. If you go look at the low in February, was about 98 cents, and we're at 113. So, about a $15 rally in the last 60 days. So, overall, there's some pretty good action here in the market. Export sales this morning. We're actually negative 7,100 metric tons, but for 2016, we're at 704,000. Now, that's higher than last year by about 13.4%, so we're still getting some really good beef movement.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today, generally lower except for the soybeans. Corn was 5 to 5.5 lower. They traded higher all morning, just slightly higher but higher, and then grinded lower into the close. Beans were able to stay positive, up 6 in March. November 17, up a penny and a quarter at 10.17. And the wheat futures down 8 to 9 in Chicago and about 8 to 8.5 cents in Kansas City. Exports this morning were on the top end of the range or even a little bit higher for wheat at 564,000, looking for 300 to 550, so it was above expectations. Corn was 1.54, the high end of that range was 1.1, and beans continue to be really big at 2.4 million metric tons while only looking for 1.1 to 1.5. Informa updated their crop estimates here. They think that in 2016, the corn crop will be 15.275 billion bushels, a little bit bigger than USDA. Soybeans are estimated at 4.381 billion. That's about 20 million bushels bigger than the USDA. And then their acres for 2017, they're calling corn 90.1 million. That was 94 last year. Winter wheat 33.2. Last year was 36. Soybeans 88.9. Last year was 83. So an increase in beans, decrease in corn and wheat. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.